In case you missed it, here's the latest interview from Fort Wayne's Morning News with Kayla Blakeslee.
One of your top stories, the January 6th committee investigating the attacks on the Capitol held its first hearing yesterday. The committee heard testimony from four police officers who've said they've all suffered lasting damage due to the events that unfolded on January 6th. There is a ton to discuss about this with our next guest, so let's get right to it. One of the original members kicked off the committee, Congressman Jim Banks. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Kayla, good to be with you.
So before we talk about these testimonies that we heard yesterday, the GOP did hold a press conference before the hearing. What was said during that press conference?
Well, what I wanted to remind the media, what I wanted to remind my colleagues, the American people, is that there's more to this story that wasn't told in the hearing. And yesterday morning, we knew that it wouldn't be told. A side of all this that wasn't a voice that wasn't allowed to be on the stand in the committee here. And I'm not just talking about my own. I'm talking about the rank and file Capitol police officers. You had two Capitol policemen on the stand yesterday, and you had two D.C. Metro police officers. Last week, before Nancy Pelosi yanked me from the committee, I called on the chairman of the committee to bring the head of the Capitol Police Union and let him testify, because he represents every single rank and file Capitol Police officer, the men and women who do the tough work, the heroes that show up every day to protect me, my staff, and my family on Capitol Hill. And they said no. They rejected me, Kayla, but they also rejected the Capitol Police Union leader, because he would have come and said something that was quite a bit different than what you heard yesterday. He would have talked about the systemic failure of leadership of the Capitol Police and the lack of leadership at the highest levels of his department that led to a bad situation on January 6th. And it wasn't just about one day. He would talk about how this was something that was going on for a long time that January 6th exposed a failure of security, a vulnerable United States Capitol that led to the attack on January 6th. They didn't want that voice in the room because it wasn't a part of the scripted narrative that you heard yesterday. Nancy Pelosi's narrative, it would have distracted from that, and that's why they didn't allow him to come.
Speaking of what we heard yesterday, anything surprise you?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, it was so scripted. I mean, everything from the questions that were read to the statements that were read at times. By the way, none of us downplay what happened on January 6th. It was a serious and dark day in American history, and we should be doing everything that we can to prevent that from happening again. But I don't know how you could do that if you don't dig into these issues related to security at the Capitol. Who decided and why that it was bad optics for the National Guard to be called to protect the Capitol? Why did we sit on an intelligence report for 3 weeks before January 6th that said extremists were going to be at the Capitol and attack the Capitol, but we didn't do anything about it? We didn't prepare and train the Capitol police officers and equip them with what they needed to handle what happened that day. It could have been a very different outcome if we would have prepared for it.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we're not going to get answers to any of those questions, unfortunately, Congressman. It's also been rumored that there may be some consequences for the GOP members that are participating on this panel, specifically Congressman Liz Cheney and Congressman Adam Kinzinger, and even other members who may potentially, allegedly, I don't know, be thinking about it. But rumor has it McCarthy might strip these members of their committee assignments if they continue to participate or do participate. Are you able to kind of give us the latest on that?
Well, that is an ongoing conversation. And I, you know, at this point, Kayla, I'm all for it. I mean, if they are at this point, they are caucusing with the Democrats. They are part of a effort by the Democrats to prevent Republicans from winning back the majority next year, meaning that they would rather have Speaker Pelosi than Speaker McCarthy. So if that's the case, then they should just move over to the Democrat side and allow the Democrats to assign their committees rather than the Republicans. But that's not entirely up to Kevin McCarthy. I know that a lot of people don't understand that, but our rules on the Republican side don't allow McCarthy, our Republican leader, to unilaterally take them off of their committees. That's more of a conference discussion. So that's a discussion that would probably be ongoing. But, you know, at this point, if they want to side with the Democrats and be on their team, then they should put a D next to their name and just get it over with.
We're going to go a little long this morning, so hang with me, producer Easy Mac, because I feel like this is the story, Congressman. And I got to ask you this question, and I feel like I already know the answer, but inquiring minds want to know. If you don't blame former President Trump for January 6th, who do you blame?
Well, there are a lot of sides to this. I mean, like I said, the Capitol is vulnerable. There was a breakdown of security and leadership at the highest levels of the Capitol Police. But ultimately, Kayla, obviously, I blame those people who participated in violence at the Capitol.
Right.
They should be prosecuted and to the fullest extent of the law. I mean, no doubt about it. There have been hundreds of arrests that day. If you broke into the Capitol, if you attacked a Capitol police officer, we should throw the book at you every step of the way and put you behind bars for a long time, if not forever, to come. I blame those people. I mean, but that's what this was supposed to be, an investigation that looked at all sides. But instead of that, this is all political theater. This is driving a narrative that will drag every Republican through the mud, not just Donald Trump, but everyone who voted for him, mm-hmm. and make all of you sound like an extremist because you voted for Donald Trump. And it's despicable. It shouldn't be that way, but it's a distraction from the Democrats want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about inflation, crime, the border crisis, anti-Americanism being taught in our schools and pushed on our military. They would rather talk about January 6th. I think that's fully transparent, and the American people get it.
Congressman, only 30 seconds, but what would you say is the GOP strategy moving forward here as this committee continues?
Well, we're not giving up. I mean, I'm going to be a part of and lead an effort with Leader McCarthy that will dig in and demand answers to these questions about the breakdown of security and leadership at the Capitol on January 6th. That deserves more attention. There was a Senate investigation and a report. And I think we can do a lot of justice to the cause by publishing our own report. So stay tuned on that note. I'm going to be a big part of it.
Congressman, I appreciate your time this morning.
Have a good day.
Did you miss an episode of Fort Wayne's Morning News? Or let's face it, do you just want more? Subscribe to the Fort Wayne's Morning News podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Spotify, or wherever you find podcasts.
Podcasts by Federated Media.